Blog Talk Radio.
It is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome, 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 and happy Wednesday to you all. I am glad to have you here today. It's a good day. I hope it's a great day, actually, in your neighborhood. Yep, sunshine and blue skies and all of that stuff. Somebody said, it's cloudy and raining in my world. Who said that? You? Well, here's what I have to say about that. You know, I always got something to say when you're feeling some kind of way. Break out the umbrella and your galoshes. Yeah, that's an old school word for rain boots. Well, you know what? We all have some stormy weather and stormy seasons now and then, now and again. You know, I mentioned in my book, What is Faith? I say faith is an umbrella, and I talk about that a little bit. But, you know, faith will get you through anything, everything, every time. A little rain, a lot of rain, dark, cloudy circumstances, stormy situations, yep, it certainly will. I know this for a fact. So keep yourself covered with the umbrella of faith, faith in God, faith in yourself, faith that there are brighter days ahead for you. Can you do that? I think you can. I think you can. I think you can. Yes, you can. Well, today is one of those brighter days. It's always fun to talk about fashion. My guest today is someone who brings a special uniqueness to the industry. Her designs are bold and feminine, fly and flashy and fabulous. They're colorful and just absolutely stunning. She's here with me today to tell us how she got started and how there is so much magic in the making of her designer originals. Her name is Colette Marcel, and the Foxology Spotlight is on her today. Hey, Colette. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, we tried once before, but we got it together this time, didn't we?
I think we got it this time. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, I really am. Your designs come through my feed pretty frequently, and they just are so fabulous. They really are. And I kept looking and looking, and I actually pull a lot of my guests from coming through through my feed, and I do get suggestions from other people who come through my feed, people to interview. But I see your stuff, and my eyes go popping. I'm thinking, wow, how beautiful. And one thing I like about it is just the unique designs. I mostly see your earpieces, your earrings, that was able to take a look at some of the other things that you've done as well, and they're just exciting. And I want to know, where did you get started? When and where did you go to school for that, or is that just a natural talent that you have?
You know, I've always been like a connoisseur of color and geometric designs. Bold things, pretty things, just loud things, my mom used to tell me. And so it basically, doing the designs and bringing them to fruition in terms of a business, it was born out of the pandemic, believe it or not. It was just sheer boredom. Yes. And I had stuff that I had not worked on in years or looked at. And I just sat down and began to teach myself how to do the earring designs, and shortly thereafter, it was the sewing pieces. So basically self-taught for the most part. So, yeah, definitely, out of the pandemic.
Wow. You mean to tell me that beautiful, those beautiful pieces that I see, you just started mm-hmm. doing that in the last 3 years or so?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Yes.
Shoot,
it was
I
just,
feel like
well,
we
I've
could
always
just...
wanted... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that, you know, I actually, they were things, they, you know, things that I wanted to work on previously, but, you know, life happened. And, you know, I just looked at things as a hobby, you know, once upon a time. But it just really intensified once we were in quarantine and, you know, just boredom. And I'm like, I got to do something. And I always wanted to be really expressive in terms of my creativity. And so having that room to do that, the autonomy, just to see what happens. Let me just put it out there. And it was basically on a dare from my niece, Angela. Hi, Angela, if you're listening. And she said, Auntie, put it on Facebook. And I was like, no way, it's not good enough for that yet. But she basically challenged me, and here we are today. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And I'm telling you, I say this, I get all of these wonderful guests on, but I always know that there's some fantastic type of takeaway with it. And I think about all of the challenges that came along with the pandemic for all of us. And I have heard some stories of people who were as ambitious, I guess I will say you called it boredom, but I'm going to call it ambition, who were ambitious enough to say, you know, I can't sit like this and not do anything, and recognize, you know, I've got this thing I had wanted to do some time ago, and I definitely have the gifts, so let me go ahead and do it. I think that it could or speak to so many people about it, not just the pandemic, because that was hard. It hit us so quickly and put us in place so quickly. Not a lot of people had an opportunity to shift to what would I do if something this dramatic happened to my life. But the good news is you can still do whatever may have, you know, you have recognized as your gift or talent and still bring it to life for people, because what you're doing is just so it's so in keeping with, you know, fashion is never going to die. We're going to be that until we die. You know, all of us are going to be carrying that with us. And so even the fact that you brought it out so very bold and colorful during that time, that to me is a, you know, and I don't believe in magic in the real sense of the term, what magic means, but it's a magical kind of essence to what you're doing, you know, the creative aspect of it, which is the next my next question. You said it was something from some time ago that might have turned into what was now. But where do you feel that you get the inspiration from? You said your mom said you were, you know, bold, that you were loud. That was the word you used.
Yes.
I'm curious to want to know how you dressed at that time. And how did that come to be with you, that you, you know, broke out with this boldness? You know, not a lot of people are, maybe more so in recent times, but that's, you know, being so colorful and different, that's really something. Where do you feel your inspiration comes from with that?
I would definitely say my mother. She's no longer with us, but she's with me every day through everything that I create. Mm-hmm. Each time I think of an event, she always made special occasions, even, you know, if they were just basic, she made it special. You know, she taught me, you know, to put yourself together. You don't start the day of, you start like a week ahead if it was a big occasion. And everything was always something just so feminine and, you know, just to be presentable and to be lovely as a lady should be. And so I guess my part, my personality coupled with that it's just always been an aesthetic that it's for that woman that embraces being sophisticated, but she doesn't mind being different, and it's okay, and she likes, and she walks in it, you know. And so when I figured out, I said, well, let me just be true to what I'd like to see that I've not seen anywhere else. And so that's how I kind of, that's my direction when I put pieces together or when I sit down and I meditate, do the things that I do to get in that space where I want to be creative. It definitely is a process. Sometimes it comes overnight. Sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it does not. It's deliberate because I want to be as true to my personality, my thumbprint. What am I putting in the fashion industry that's not already there? How can I tweak it? How can I make it, you know, a little better for the sophisticated woman, the mature woman that still doesn't want to wear, you know, the granny clothes, even though, you know, we know that, you know, once you get to a certain age in your life, you still carry that flair. Most women do, or at least they want to. And that's one of the things that I try to deliver. Each, with every single piece, I try to make it customized to that woman's aesthetic and her desire to be, you know, just embraceable for herself.
That's really beautiful. I love that. I love what you just said, because I believe you're right. I believe you're right. I think there's an inner boldness in all of us, and it just takes, you know, somebody tapping into bringing out that confidence, especially in how you, you know, as you said, present yourself. I think it's wonderful that your mother really taught you some great life skills when she taught you about being a lady and being sophisticated. That's special all by itself. That's wonderful. So let me ask you. I do see that a lot of your designs are some sexy knit stuff.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And I don't mean sexy in the sense that it's that may have been the wrong word to use, but that's, I probably should explain what I mean when I say sexy. I don't mean in terms of sex like most people would think of it. I just mean our femininity. You have a lot of things that you've designed that enhance, I think, the female quality. Does that sound right? And
yes.
I'd like you to tell us about the knit that you you created. What inspired you to do knit other than cloth with some of those things? I know you have things done in cloth as well. But when I saw those knits, the first person that jumped into my mind was Chaka Khan. I thought, you know, that looks
really
like something Chaka Khan would wear. Yeah.
But, you know,
really,
the great thing about that is I design, most of my aesthetic is vintage, or that's what I aim to go for because I think it's so classy. You know, like shows like Leave It to Beaver, I'm telling my age, and Bewitched, and they used to wear the dresses, the fashions. I was just like enamored with those as a kid. And I was like, when I get grown, I'm going to wear those kinds of dresses and these things. But the part with the knit is actually, it's crochet. And the crochet that, you know, our grannies and from back in the day taught us, it's just brought forward, remixed, and represented in a whole different way. But it's basic crochet, the same things that we learned to put on our, like the table, you know, the lace and those things you would make, like doilies and things. That's just the same thing. It's just represented, and it's just ready for 2023. That's all it is.
Okay. Well, you say basic, but I don't see anything basic about it. I know what you meant, but they just so fabulous.
I just apply the same, like the same theory with the colors, for example, with the crochet. You know, I do sometimes, depending on the season, I will say, different colors, for example. I thrive in the spring, sunshine, and summer, but yet I've learned how to kind of take those colors and transmute them into fall-like apparel and winter apparel, and all of it's done by knit. Well, I don't actually knit, but it looks like knit in terms of how the pieces are woven together, but it's still basic crochet. And I picked that up from my fourth grade teacher many years ago. just learning how the basics of crocheting and just changing the yarn. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's probably why I said knit, because it did appear to be that. But that even the fact that you have let us know that it's crocheting, I think even gives it another very special quality. That's just
thank
awesome.
You.
Tell us a little bit more about how you come up with, I saw a couple of really nice, and again, you correct me on this because I don't have a better word. I love fashion, but I don't always know the technical aspects of how to use the words, but something that looked like a dress or a jumpsuit or a split skirt that I thought was so very attractive. How do you, when you look at patterns, does the design come, or does the design come and then you look for patterns?
It works both ways. Typically, I might have an idea about something that I want to create. Most of the time, because I'm self-taught, it usually comes out wrong according to the commercial standards. But somebody else will look at it and go, oh, that's new, that is fresh. And in my mind, I was so intimidated because I'm like, it didn't turn out like I wanted it to in terms of the pattern. And so that's how I just built my confidence to, let me sit down and draft my own thing. Let me see what I can do. And the takeaway to it all was you have to do it whether it's ugly, whether it's wrong. You're still learning. You learn either way. And so what might be wrong for somebody else may be just perfect for the next person. And that's why fashion to me is so forgiving for a creator. And that's how you actually really will thrive. Because you know you have that room, the autonomy that I mentioned, you can move around.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like science, like you have to be locked into a certain pattern. Because if you've done it wrong, guess what? You've done it a way that it's never been done before. You just figure out a way to make it fit. You know what I mean? So that's kind
yeah.
of become my theory in doing things. I still practice, nevertheless, to get it right. But I don't give up on myself when I don't always reach that. But someone always comes to me and says, hey, that was so nice. And that really built my confidence up in terms of doing something I'd never even done before.
I want to ask you about the doing wrong process as you describe it and know it. So when I look at your pieces, and they just scream perfection to me.
Thank you.
What they do... when you say, let's take a pair of your earpieces, your earrings, and I
mm-hmm.
see all of the different directions that you're going as far as the geometric shapes. So let's say you will know which of those designs you looked at first and said, oh, no, this is wrong. Something's not right. It doesn't feel the way I need it to feel or look. What did you do different? Because I can't imagine with the way you've created it that any angle you would have taken would have been a wrong one. So when you say wrong, what is it that you see and then you redo? Just give us a for instance.
Well, that's easy. If you notice one of the very first, I think it's the first metal pair that I have on my album on Facebook, and it's public, so anyone can look at it. The first metal pair, and I was like, this did not come out. And I just was like, I don't know, because I'm a perfectionist. And sometimes that can be for you and when you want to, you know, provide quality. That's always good. But when you're in the lab and you're trying to think, how can I get this thing to come together? And then I just had a guide to just tell me, just put it out there. Just get some feedback. See what people think. They'll correct you. You know, and I had to build up that tough skin to take it. And surprisingly, I sold like maybe 15 pairs the first day off that first pair that I thought just went totally left. And the thing was, I had to memorize how to recreate that wrong pattern because it was selling. So
wow.
That's really what catapulted my success in wanting to just keep going, because they were selling, even though I didn't even think. I was like, well, they're going to know. How could they know? They're of my own creations. How could they know, you know? But to
right.
me, like I said, that's
right.
just my personal little thing, my idiosyncrasy about how I want things to be, and just let it just be, just let it go, and just, you know, put it out there. And then you learn from anything that you get, feedback, whether it's good or bad.
Right, right, right. Well, that's why I'm thinking any way you twist it, it's still going to be all right. Just beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Thank God.
That is, I know, right? That's wonderful. That is just so, so beautiful. I want to ask this, and I, you know, I guess you can tell by the way I ask questions, I ask so much of it out of my own curiosity. But your designs carry a real special bold kind of flavor. We've talked about that. I know you can't possibly know all of your clientele, because I'm sure with you doing things on the internet, you may not know most of them. But the people that you do know that are up close, personal, that you do have some contact with, I'm curious about their. Are they? Do you inspire them to do it bolder, or do you have this clientele? And I know some people just, you know, they're flat like that. That's how they, you know, do on a day-to-day basis. I'm interested in your clientele. I'm sure you inspire people to go bolder.
The thing that my clientele, they are just the best, especially my baseline people that always purchase from me. Or they'll even tell me, well, if you do it this way next time, I'd like a pair like this. And so I try to, even though I try to stay true to what I'm designing, I also take a lot of feedback from people that started with me from ground zero. And usually I would say my customer base, for the majority, they're women. They're very classy, sophisticated women that have amazing style. And they just, you know, like I said, as a new person, they, you know, they're patient with me, and we just kind of play off of each other sometimes. And when I want to roll something out, I go to my faithful, tried and true, and they always deliver. And they will always say, get me that. I want those first. I don't want anybody else to have them. You know, they get really personal with me, and I love it. I mean, just, it keeps me going. It's like I'm not even working, and I truly enjoy what I do. Truly enjoy it.
Well, you know what? When I look at it, what I know about you and your designs, this is really a true feeling, and I have a lot of clothes. A lot.
I know you do.
But I look at those earrings and I think I gotta buy a whole new something to go with her earrings. I mean something. I can't think of anything in my closet that would bring out what I want to come out with those earrings. I'm not making this up. This is really how I feel. So I'm likely going to, yeah, I hadn't purchased anything, but I'm going to today. But I'm telling
you,
that's how I feel.
But you know what, with that, I'm sorry not to cut you off, with that, that's kind of what inspired me to start making clothes, because I wanted to make, specialized, like in one piece, really comfortable, but still very stylish couture. For women. In other words, I wanted to do things like one-piece jumpsuits, so you don't have to think about what do I have to, what shirt, what pants, you know, what skirt. I wanted to do dresses. Very nice, bring back the elegance of the dresses, you know, that they used to call like almost rockabilly, where they would just kind of flare out a little bit and you could wear to church and all of that. But I wanted to bring it to every day. So saying all of that, that was the inspiration for me to do those pieces that way. So the woman on the go, she doesn't even have to think about how good she'll look. It's already laid out. It's pressed. It's one piece. You just pick your shoes, your hair, and the earrings are right there. And you're on your way, ready.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I was curious because, as I said, I love the whole, you know, just getting dressed, even if you're not doing designer clothes, to me is art. You know, I see it that way. It's just artwork when you're putting yourself together, whether it's casual or, you know, you're all the way going you know, high fashion with what you're doing. But I really, I'm just sitting here thinking about everything from the, you know, the jeans to the long dresses and everything. And I'm going to, just because I want to, maybe I'm going to have to come up with a whole new outfit. We might have to talk about that. We'll see. But I'm definitely getting me some earrings.
Let's do that. Let's collaborate. And I'm sure I can come up with something that's just for you. I followed you for many, many years, and I would love to definitely dress you. You would love it. I promise you. Definitely love it.
Well, that would be fun. I trust you just because I know, and I have one other friend who is a couture designer as well, and I have often said to her, you know, I know that there are a lot of big designer names out there, but I don't know if I would pay for stuff for people I never met.
You know, that's true.
You know, if I'm going to wear a designer, I'm going to wear one of these people that I know and love already.
Right. That's
and I know it's a big thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
It is.
It's not a put down for anybody who loves to represent that way, but that's where I would put my money. That's just what I'm saying. I know a lot of people do it for the visibility and, of course, the sales and things that they get. And I'm talking about, you know, celebrity types and all of that. I think that's wonderful because I just love that and glamour and fashion as well. But I'm just saying that's where I would put my dollars. That's just how I would do it. So, yeah, we'll definitely do some more talking. Is there anything that you'd like to share that maybe I haven't asked you about so far? I know we've talked a lot about color, and you really do the rainbow. Is there anything that you'd like to share with people? I mean, you said some of the most important things, I think, about how we take a look at style and fashion. I think what I would like to have you share for the person who may be a little fashion shy, what would you say to them about leveling up, stepping up their game with how they look? Because you mentioned earlier, a lot of women are kind of intimidated. I mean, some women would be very hesitant to step out in something bold and orange or bright red or bright yellow and because they feel like, you know, if they've never done that before, all of the attention is on them. But what would you say? I mean, it's an interesting dynamic. Speak to this, too. It just came to me. When I get dressed, I don't get dressed to be seen. I get dressed because it makes me happy to look a certain kind of way. It just makes me feel happy when I know I got it right, you know, from head to toe. It gives me a sense of satisfaction and a sense of confidence and a sense of happiness, how I feel. But I know that there's another dynamic. People want to be seen. I think that's all well and good. But I know that there's somewhere that there's a place for women to land who may not feel as comfortable and confident, but they maybe want to need a little push into going into that dynamic that falls between that happy confidence and satisfaction and that wanting to be seen slot, somewhere in between. What would you say to encourage them?
One of the things that I would do, I would first ask them, a lady, because every lady has experienced a time where they felt the most pretty. They felt, whether it was graduation, whether it was a wedding day, whether it was, you know, any specific occasion where they dressed, they knew that they had it all put together. And I would ask them, what day was that? How did you feel? What did you wear? And what did you love about it? And that will basically kind of give you the characteristics of what that person, the element of who she is. And she may be dressed in gray from head to toe because that's her color. But if you know that and you vibe with her and you say, hey, you really like gray, and she, I love gray, I feel alive in gray. You have to work with each person as an individual. Even if you make creative pieces and other people, you know, really, you know, connect with those pieces, that's fine. But for that woman that's not that easily, she doesn't want to go just big all of a sudden that way, just speak with her and just have a general consultation of who she is. And it will tell you everything about her. If she says, on my wedding day, but I only wore my bridesmaids, they wore peach or they wore this, and I chose this color for this reason. It'll tell you everything about them, absolutely, from the fashion point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good the way I gained something from that, because not everybody really is of that nature that they want to be neon orange going outside.
Right.
You know, that's great. Some people do feel fabulous and you know, all they need to feel in those colors that are more natural, muted, earthy. That was good. Thank you. I needed that.
<You're welcome.
laughs> <That's> very good. Yeah, really,
yes.
Seriously.
Look, to answer your question, your unspoken question, I can bring it down. Yes, I can. I can when I want to. But I just like creating for the personality of that person. That's the fun part. That's the really fun part.
Yeah, yes, for sure. For sure. Well, I really have enjoyed talking with you. And as I said, if there's anything else you'd like to share with the audience about you and getting in touch with you, it sounds like you are very open to some conversations, scheduling some conversations where they can get to their, you know, their fashion, where they land in fashion. And, you know, I think there are probably a lot of women who just may need some renewing of how they look. You know, that pandemic, yeah, it did some havoc on a lot of people. And I also see a lot of people, too, who they either went one way or the other. They came out and decided that was it was time to make a good change. And then there are some people like, I was at home too long and I'm going to keep dressing like that.
Right. I totally understand. I can relate. Totally.
I see them every day. So I would like for you to share with people how best to reach you, to get in touch with you and schedule those consultations, and how they can buy your incredible fashion jewelry and items.
Right now, I'm all live on Facebook. I'm in the process of building my social media platform, and in terms of people like connecting with me right away, they can reach out to me on Facebook. My number is 678-748-0447, and right now I do answer directly until I hire the much-needed help that I need to help me with all these orders. But I graciously welcome any serious inquiries at any time. And again, if anyone would like to reach out to me, they can do so mostly right now through Facebook, but look forward to my TikTok and all of the other social media platforms as I develop them, including a YouTube channel, which will be under my name, Colette Marcel.
Can you repeat the phone number for us?
Sure. It's 678-748-0447.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to remind people about what you said a little earlier. Your page is public, so they don't need to try to friend you or anything. They just need to go to Colette Marcel, and that's Colette Marcelle, and look for her. And you just scroll through her posts, and you're going to see some of the most beautiful and amazing magic that she's made with her creativity. They're just really very awesome. I want to thank you so much for being my special guest. I tell you,
thank you so much
really
for having me.
I enjoyed this. Oh, it's my delight. It's my delight. And I'm going to look forward to talking to you some more, and maybe this afternoon. So
absolutely.
Thank you again. for everything that you have shared. Okay. And the enlightenment that you've given us about the female dynamic and fashion. I really loved all of the things you said about that. Aww. So I look forward to talking to you a little bit later today. And again, I want to remind everybody that number is 678-748-0447. And I've been talking with Colette Marcel. Look her up on Facebook. Colette Marcelle. Colette, thank you. I'm going to give you a call a little bit later today. Appreciate you being my special guest.
Likewise. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. And I want to thank all of you as well for joining me today. I tell you, I enjoyed that conversation. Well, of course, I like fashion, so I certainly like talking about it. That was so enjoyable. So you guys check her out. I know it's going to be hard for you not to go on in and get some of those things. They are truly, truly, truly beautiful. I want to remind you that you can check out more about me at SilverRayFox.com. If you have a few minutes, just take a look there and see some of the things that I do. I like dressing up, but that's not what I do for the prosperity in. But you will see some other things there that I do that I'd love to talk to you about. I do some life coaching. I do corporate training and things like that, and would love to connect with you in that regard as well. Also, I do have a couple of books that are on Amazon. Got a wonderful email from them today that they're getting ready to send me some money. I like those emails. But anyway, one of them is Stay in the Ring, and the other is What is Faith? I mentioned that earlier when I was doing my opening. And all you have to do is look for those titles with Silver Ray Fox on Amazon, and they'll pop up, and you can get your copies there. I'd like for you also to keep in mind that Foxology has been on the air quite a long time. There's a lot of archive shows there if you want to take some time and take a look through those. Those shows are available 24/7. You can listen to them any time of the day. So that's really, really good news for you. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next week. I have somebody else scheduled that I know is going to be very inspirational to you as well. You know, that's what I'm all about. I'm trying to bring inspiration, enlightenment, education, just joy to this platform. So I hope you enjoy it as well. Please share if you have the opportunity. In the meantime, I am going to say have a wonderful day, and I'll look forward to talking to you next time. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.